one of the central principles of the spiritual life is dependence on God, or willing to let God be in charge. What in Anuguan we identify as poverty of spirit. It happens to be captured here in today's gospel acclamation, the famous summary of this spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For those who are empty of themselves and of earthly treasures can be filled with the kingdom of heaven. So that's a very fundamental principle, and we run into it all the time. It comes up in today's liturgy as well, which is why I mention it. Before I go to the readings, though, I want to point out that this poverty of spirit, which to the world looks very bad because it looks like deprivation, is actually very freeing, and it makes it possible to be generous. So last Sunday, when we read about Jesus choosing the 12 apostles and he sent them out with a mission, he told them, what you have received as a gift, give as a gift. Poverty of spirit is what makes that possible, to be able to give, because after all, we don't own anything ourselves, and all that we have received, so we can freely share it with others. Well, as I said, today's liturgy highlights this principle. In fact, I think it's quite striking that we have on one extreme, the evil queen, Athaliah, star of the first reading, and then on the other extreme, today's saint, Saint Romuald, who was a hermit. So, I say these are extremes, but it's not as if we have to be like Saint Romuald, but the principle we have to choose is the one he followed, that is, dependence on God, the radical emptiness before God. But let's look at Athaliah for a moment. She's not the only evil person in the Old Testament. She's just another example. But she's a great example of how the worldly spirit, or the desire for worldly treasure and power, can take over a person's whole life. So Athaliah, she's the daughter of King Ahab and Jezebel that we ran into earlier this week. She's an evil woman. And she is intoxicated with power. So, like any drunkard, as soon as the focus of the addiction is in her hands, she wants more of it. To the point where she will kill off everybody in the royal family in order to retain a grasp on power. It's an extreme case, but not a unique case. We know from human history, and even from modern times, even from our own lifetime, there are people like this who will do anything to retain power. Any evil, any sacrifice of any other person's life even, or the goods of the nation. That's not that uncommon. Now, not many people have the opportunity to take power, to grasp power like this, so we don't see it in everyday life, but we do see it in every nation. Anytime people have power, have great power, almost always they get consumed by it and they want more. That's why it's so hard for people in power to give up their office. That's why dictators tend to be dictators for life, because they just never want to give it up. Well, that's Athaliah. But the Lord provided a way for her to be overthrown in her own lifetime. That doesn't always happen. It doesn't always happen that a ruthless, cruel dictator is overthrown, but in his or her own lifetime. In this case, the legitimate king is restored. He's only a boy, but he's still the king, and he's restored to his kingship, and she's executed. But even though it doesn't always happen in the lifetime of a dictator, at the end of a dictator's life, they always lose, because they always die. No earthly kingdom lasts. No earthly treasure lasts. So that's the Athaliah extreme. Now, as at the other extreme, we have today's saint, Saint Romuald, who was, he was a Benedictine monk, but his unique vocation was solitude. He was a hermit. And wherever he went, he would set himself up in a place of solitude and silence, which to the world looks like insanity, but even to believers, it looks kind of strange. I mean, what good is that? What good is it to be completely cut off from everybody and everything? Well, it's not that Romuald wanted to be cut off from everything. It's that he wanted union with God. He wanted Jesus Christ. He wanted the heavenly treasure, and he was willing to give up everything else in order to keep it. And that was his call. God called him to live like that. That's an unusual call, a rare call, even among consecrated religious who all make a vow of poverty. Most of them are not called to solitude because it's very hard to live. It's not even psychologically healthy most of the time. But some people are called to this, and they become examples to us or inspirations to us of what's really important in life. What's the treasure that is most valuable to us? And it's God, relationship with God, kingdom of God, the saving power of Jesus Christ, the mercy of God, or any earthly value, any heavenly value that you can name. It's always the same. It's always God and what he has for us. So that's what Romuald understood, and he was so dedicated to it that he could give up everything else. In fact, he knew he was called to give up everything else, and he did. That's why he stands before us as a saint. So we see Athaliah, wrong direction, consumed with earthly goods, earthly power, and then we see Saint Romuald, who is completely empty of attachments to earthly goods. Then we see in today's gospel, Jesus explaining the principle. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Store up treasures in heaven. Don't store up treasures on earth. They don't last. They don't even satisfy. They of themselves leave us wanting more, because no earthly treasure is enough to fill us. Heavenly treasure, which does last and cannot be destroyed, that is what satisfies. Now, the heavenly treasure is God himself. Then Jesus gives the principle, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be. One way for us to evaluate what we treasure is to examine our heart. Because what's in our heart is what we treasure. If we, when we sit down and are honest with ourselves, if we find ourselves consumed with desire for earthly possessions or for power or for pleasure or for control or any other selfish interest, then we will realize we're making our treasure some earthly thing, and we're going to be disappointed. If we're not already disappointed, which we are, I mean, we can never be satisfied with earthly treasures. But if when we look into our heart, we see, and I hope everybody sees this, a great love for Jesus Christ, a great gratitude to God for his goodness, a great hope in the fulfillment of God's promises, then we know that our treasure is the kingdom of heaven. Now, we tend to be a mixture, right? We tend to have, our heart tends to be divided. The reason why it's helpful to distinguish the earthly treasure and the heavenly treasure is so that when we look at ourselves, we can see the emptiness of earthly treasure and decide to let it go. And we can see the infinitely greater value of heavenly treasure, and we can decide to commit ourselves to it. Yes, our hearts tend to be divided, but that's where we have a choice to make. We can go the path of Queen Athaliah. Is that her name? I didn't mix up her name there. Athaliah. We can go that way if we want to, but we make ourselves miserable and everybody else miserable along the way. Or we can choose heavenly treasure, which will lead to us being rejected by the world, mocked by the world, because we're not living a worldly life, but which will lead to the greatest fulfillment, the greatest joy, the greatest freedom, the greatest generosity, because when we are empty of ourselves and of our self-will, we can be filled with God, and when we're filled with God, we have so much to share with others. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where is our heart? Each of us can ask, what is in my heart? What's at the center of my life? What am I dedicating myself to? What do I spend my time on? What do I spend my money on? What do I use my gifts for? What am I promoting with my life? Where's my heart? Because when we look into our hearts, we see what we treasure. The Lord is inviting us to treasure the kingdom of heaven and to let go of everything else.